Currently, Liberians living in the U.S. have been calling me throughout the weekend to see how can they support, to see how we can save further lives from destruction in Liberia. So the campaign right now is how can we set up the mechanism in place to be able to galvanize the kind of support Liberia needs. We have the Global Health Ministries based in Minnesota that have agreed to collect medical supplies and equipment that are necessary to fight the disease, to be able to ship them. In fact, this Saturday, August 2nd, they will be shipping the first 40-foot container of medical supplies they have gathered already. So we are encouraging all Liberians and friends of Liberia and all well-wishers to see how they can be of help in collecting material support for the Ebola fight. At the same time, the embassy is setting out an Ebola account for other people who might want to make some special donations to help support the fight against Ebola.
Suppose I'm in Minnesota or say Iowa and I want to contribute. How do I go about doing that? Any specification of that account?
Well, currently the finance department from the embassy is currently working with the bank to finalize the account. Hopefully by the end of the day, that account will be set up specifically with strict guidelines, accountability, transparency to make sure that all monies collected for the Ebola virus is used for that purpose. I'm making myself chairman for the Ebola response team from the Embassy of Liberia, and we will ensure that we account for whatsoever monies that will be collected for the Ebola fight in Liberia.
Many African leaders are scheduled to come to Washington next week for the U.S.-Africa summit. Is the president still coming?
Well, as far as we are aware, the president is making all preparation to come. Our delegation is having final meetings and putting all of the plans together, some of the cabinet meeting ministers who are coming along and attending different side meetings are all in high gear to come, but at the same time attending to the national emergency issue.